Hey, everybody, welcome to Practicing His Presence as we take time to hear God's voice together and learn to live in the gift of His presence. Welcome to season 4 of the podcast. I'm so glad that you're joining me today as we practice Lectio Divina together. Now, if this is your first time listening, I'm so glad that you're here. And let me break down for you what we're about and what we're going to do here today. Lectio Divina is an ancient practice of meditating on scripture and allowing God's word to read us and speak to us right where we find ourselves today. So in the next few minutes, we're going to begin with a time to allow our souls to catch up with our bodies. We're going to take some deep breaths and we're going to slow down together. Then you're going to hear a passage of scripture read multiple times, and I'll prompt you with questions along the way that will allow you to have a conversation with God. You're not interacting here with a mystical force. You're talking to a person who loves you and knows you better than you know yourself. And it's coming in to His presence. That is our goal. That is why we call this podcast Practicing His Presence. Not perfectly, not all the time, but slowly and surely becoming people who practice the presence of God. So let's get started. As always, begin with a nice deep breath. Take another in through your nose and out through your mouth as you settle into this space and become present. Present to your physical self, if there's tension in your body, in your shoulders or your jaw, can you release that? Can you notice your breath as it fills your lungs? Can you invite a sense of stillness into the hurry? Take a few more even and deep breaths. Good, as we slow down and become aware of His voice. Invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you today, to calm your heart and mind, and to open yourself to receive from Him. Maybe just pray like a simple prayer, like, Holy Spirit, speak. Holy Spirit, speak. And repeat that as you breathe. Our passage today is 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. The first time I read this, just become familiar with it and listen to the words. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in Him at all. Now, I'll read that same passage for you again. And as you listen to it this time, open your ears or invite the Holy Spirit to highlight a word or a phrase for you. What idea from this verse meets you today? What is your attention drawn to, or what resonates with you? Resist the urge to overthink it or overanalyze it or put pressure on yourself. Just listen and notice what jumps out. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in Him at all. What word or phrase stood out to you? Maybe jot it down if you have a journal nearby, or just say it out loud into the air if no one's around. Externalizing what's happening inwardly will help you focus and be aware. So what word or image is standing out to you? Now, as I read that same passage again for you, consider why this word is connecting with you. How does this meet you today? What might God be inviting you to remember? This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. Notice right now if your mind is engaged in the conversation with God or if it started to wander away. If it has, that's totally normal. It's really easy for us to drift away in the silence like this. So if you notice that you're lost in other thoughts, just gently return right now and invite God's Spirit to speak to you once again. He's there waiting right where you left off. Now I'll read this passage for you one last time, and in the silence that follows, just respond to God. Tell him everything that you're thinking, what this has brought up for you, and keep this conversation going with all that you are, all of your thoughts, feelings, objections, and opinions. He's listening. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. And now simply receive what God has said to you. Rest in his presence and accept whatever he's showing you today. And now close with a prayer, asking him for whatever you need and offering yourself back to him. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your presence, for the power of your word, and for loving us enough to open your arms to us. God, thank you for what you've reminded us of today, what you've challenged us with, and what you're calling us to. And I pray for my friend today that what you've spoken to them here would take root in their hearts, that fruit would be coming out of them, that there would, that their lives would yield good fruit as they follow you, as they become a person of your presence, as they do what you say out of great love for you. So God, thank you for how you've opened my friend's eyes today. Thank you for how you've spoken. And I pray for them today that you would give them courage, that you would comfort them, and that you would remain near. And they'd have eyes to see you and ears to hear you. May it be so today and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I am so glad that you were with me, friend, and I'm proud of you for saying yes to God today, for even turning this podcast on and engaging with this practice is such a good step, and I'm so glad that I got to take it with you today. Now, as always, I invite you to share what you heard from God, and share that with someone that you love and you trust, because you were not made to do this life alone. Community is your design, and we need one another as we take this journey. So I hope that you will share that with someone. You can always share it with us. We love hearing from listeners, especially as we kick off season 4. We would love to hear of how this meets you in your walk with Jesus. So you can email us at podcast@thehopeco.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we hope you'll join us for our next episode in season 4. So until next time, may God bless you and keep you, and may you keep practicing.